ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、A 回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で25問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1.
Good morning, Texas. Here's your weather forecast for today. For those of us in East Texas, especially in the Houston area, we have a hot, wet day ahead of us.Expect a high of 36 degrees in the early afternoon, though it'll cool off a bit by the early evening with some rain. That same rain will pass through central Texas, including the Austin and Dallas areas, earlier in the day. This means you'll get a little break from the heat with a high of 32 degrees. West Texas will be much drier today, but you'll be reaching a high of 40 degrees. And hold on to your cowboy hats,because you'll be getting a lot of wind over the next few days. Lastly, those of you in South Texas will really need your air conditioners. Be ready for temperatures this afternoon topping out at 42 degrees. You may want to start your barbecue after sundown.
Question 49. Which area will be windy?Listening 2.
Hey, Yuki. This is Maya.
Hi, Maya. What's up?
I just got back home from the graduation party and realized that I've lost the flowers my mom gave me. You don't happen to have them, do you?
No, I don't. I remember they looked nice when you had them at school for the graduation ceremony, though.
Right. I had so many things to carry, but I remember taking them with me afterwards, so they can't be there.
Did you leave them on the subway when we went to the graduation party at the hotel? That's the last time I saw you holding them.
No, I definitely still had them at the hotel, as I remember giving them to Nami when I went to the bathroom.
Oh, that's right. You know, later on, a lot of us put our flowers in bags in the coat room before we walked across the street to the coffee shop for dessert afterward. Didn't you do that as well?
Oh, that's right. Now I remember.I must have left them there after the party. I'll go back right now and see if I can find them. Thanks for the help.
No problem.
Question 50. Where will the woman look for her flowers? Listening 3.
That typhoon last weekend stayed around a lot longer than I expected.
Yeah, I thought it'd be gone by Sunday morning.
Me too. My softball team had a game scheduled for 10 a.m. that day, but we had to cancel it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, we were all disappointed. And then our manager rescheduled it for Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., which I was excited about because I'd never played in a night game before.
Right. Why did you say was excited about?
The game suddenly got canceled again.Because the field wasn't available for some reason. So my manager had to choose either Thursday night or Saturday morning.
So what happened?
Well, he was only able to reserve the field for Saturday morning at 11 a.m., which is fine, but I really wanted to experience a night game.
Question 51. On what day was the softball game originally scheduled to be played? Listening 4.
So, where do you think we should put this new plant?
Well, we have a few options. We could place it by the round window in the living room, or maybe on the coffee table.
Yeah, those are good spots. We have flowers in the living room already, though. What about the kitchen counter? Some greenery might cheer it up a bit.
True. The kitchen could definitely use some life. But I don't think there's enough sunlight in there. This plant needs to be in the sunshine.
I was going to suggest the bookshelf in the study, but I think we'll have the same problem there.
How about we move the flowers to our bedroom and try the new plant by the round window and see how it looks?
Sounds like a plan. Let's give it a shot, and if it doesn't feel right, we can always move it.
Question 52. Where will the man and woman put the new plant? Listening 5.
You look tired. Did you have a busy weekend?
Yeah, I was busy all day Saturday and Sunday. I had planned to go to a friend's birthday party Saturday night, but my sister suddenly needed help with something, and I didn't leave her house until after midnight.
So you missed the party?
Yeah, I spent all day Saturday shopping for the perfect present, too.
Couldn't you have helped your sister on Sunday?
No, it was kind of an emergency. Nothing serious, but it had to be done that night. She's helped me with a lot of things lately, so I owed it to her. I spent all day Sunday with my friend, though, and gave her the present. I also paid for our lunch and even our dinner.
That's nice you still got to meet your friend.
Yeah, she's very understanding about things.
Question 53. What did the woman do on Saturday afternoon? Listening 6.
I don't feel like cooking tonight. Shall we go out to eat?
Sure. What do you feel like?
How do you feel about Italian?
Well, I had pasta for lunch. I don't mind pizza, though. We could get a delivery. I have a discount coupon somewhere.
Yeah, I do love pizza. But it'll be more fun to go out, won't it? What other good restaurants are nearby? Sushi?
I don't really feel like fish tonight. How about that Indian place near the station?
No, we had curry for dinner last night, remember? I guess it'll be okay to order something and eat at home then. Let's just do that.
Sure, I'll go find that coupon.
Question 54. What do the man and woman decide to eat for dinner?
パート B、リスニング7から8では、英語を聞いて印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから1つ選びなさい。なお、リスニング7には問題が2つ、リスニング8には問題が4つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7.
Dennis, have you heard about Walter?
Hey, Minnie. No. What's happened?
Apparently, he was playing football and he broke his ankle. He's in the hospital now.
How awful. How long will he be there?
At least a week.
Ah, dear. He must be getting bored. Can we go and visit him?
We can. His mum told me the hospital rules are quite strict, though.
Can we go at any time, or are we limited to certain hours? That's how these things usually work, right?
Right. Well, they have 2 sessions on weekdays, one in the morning until about 10, and one in the evening between 7 and 8. Are you free Monday or Thursday?
I'm really busy at the beginning of the week, but I can come later in the week. I'm at work until about 4 in the afternoon every day, though. How about the weekend? Do they keep the same hours?
They do on Saturday, but I'll be away then. I could do Sunday. Let me check the text from his mom again. Oh, looks like they're closed to visitors then because they don't have enough staff. Better to do the weekday.
Okay. I'll come and pick you up and we can go together. We should probably bring him something, too. Fruit, maybe? That's always a popular choice. Healthy, too.
The nurses are giving him plenty to eat, so he doesn't need any more. Besides, you know Walter, he's far more likely to want chocolate, if anything.
Ah, yes, he does have a sweet tooth, but the hospital won't allow it. If he's bored, maybe we'd like something to read, like sports magazines. Or how about some flowers to brighten up the room?
They make him sneeze, but I like your other idea. I'll pick something up.
Listening 8.
Welcome, everyone, to My Life in 60 Minutes. Today, I'm delighted to have Mr. Patrick Thomas, the well-known novelist and world traveler, as my special guest on Radio Crackle. Thank you for coming today, Patrick.
Thank you, Kirsty. It's a pleasure.
Before I ask you any questions, I'd like to give the listeners a brief summary of your life and achievements so far. Born in London in 1964, you are one of six children, two boys and four girls. At the age of 15, you published your first novel, and by the age of 20, you had sold over 12 million books. However, by the time you were 30, you had decided to give up writing novels and explore the world.
Yes. As you know, my grandfather was a very successful writer himself, and I think ultimately he inspired me to take up the profession. Before that, though, my mother bought us kids so many books, and my father took us to the library regularly. However, my older sister read to us almost every day, which is what really sparked my love of literature.
So there were always books around your family. It makes sense that you would become a novelist. Can you tell us a little more about your grandfather?
Of course. He was always reading something, a book, a newspaper, a magazine, even a dictionary. His most famous book, of course, is Where the Leaves Have Fallen.
Yes, I think many of us have read that. I must admit I love his follow-up, Let the Leaves Grow. Let's move on to your first novel, Touching the Clouds. How did you come up with that title?
It was something one of my teachers at school said. His name was Mr. White, and he loved planes. He said his dream was to fly a plane and touch the clouds, and he always encouraged his students to try and touch their dreams rather than settle for second best. His words inspired me to write my second novel, Once You Reach the Summit. I think writing this novel started to get me thinking about seeing more of the world than my parents had.
So at this stage, you decided to put down your pencil and change careers?
Yes, that's right.
And that led you to start making TV shows. Tell us about the first one.
Well, I was in Madagascar when I met a TV producer who had read one of my books. We had a couple of mutual friends in Morocco, and he suggested making a show there. In the end, those plans fell through, but when I returned to the UK, I contacted the producer, and we made it there.
And in your latest show, you're off to Bulgaria?
That's right. It's called Patrick Thomas, Back in Bulgaria. And you can watch it at 9 o'clock this evening on BBC One.
パート C、リスニング9から10では、英語を聞いて、それに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選びなさい。なお、リスニング9には問題が7つ、リスニング10には問題が6つあります。例題はありません。 それぞれのリスニング問題について英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 9. You will hear a man called Jeff talking to a woman called Fran about a hairdresser's salon. Look at the 7 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 9 will now begin.
Did you get a new haircut? It looks really good today.
Thanks. The guy I usually go to has moved to another city to study, but his replacement did a great job.
Does he cut men's hair too? I've been going to a really cheap place for a while, but you know, you get what you pay for. I'd like to treat myself to a really good haircut for a change.
I don't think I've ever seen a male customer in there, but they do have a price list on the wall for men's cuts. It's kind of pricey.
I don't mind if it's good. Is it easy to make an appointment?
It depends on when you go. I do have an appointment this weekend, but midweek is usually easier. They're open until quite late, too, so you can drop by after work. It's on your way home.
I've got a lot going on at the moment. I'm not sure I'll be able to get there before they close. I'll call them and take a chance on the weekend. Maybe I'll get lucky and someone will have canceled.
That happens sometimes. If you have nothing better to do, you can go in early on Saturday and wait around until one of the hairdressers has a free moment. There are usually a few walk-ins, and even if you have to hang around for an hour or two, you'll get your haircut eventually. There's a coffee shop next door that serves great lattes.
Waiting around is not really my idea of a fun Saturday. I'll book an appointment for a weekday instead. What's the name of the guy who usually does your hair?
Morrow. He'll do yours if he's available, but I think he prefers to cut women's hair. As far as I know, Patrice is the best for men's hair. I have a card for the salon. The number is on there. Shall I give him a call later?
No, it's okay. I'll give him a call right now.
Listening 10. You will hear a conversation between a man called George and a woman called Naomi about cooking for her sister Laura. Look at the 6 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 10 will now begin.
So, Naomi, what was Laura's favorite food when you two were growing up?
Do you mean like a dish or dessert?
More like a dish. I want to cook up a special dinner for our anniversary.
Oh, she's gonna love that. Let me think. Laura used to love it when Mom made us lasagna for dinner.
Lasagna?
Yeah. She especially liked when Mom would put in green olives.
Olives? Most kids don't like olives.
Well, you know, Laura's always been a bit unique.
True. Was there anything else special about it?
Well, Mom also used tofu instead of cottage cheese.
What? You're kidding.
Not at all. It works really nicely.
Sounds a little strange, but I can try it. I've always liked putting in broccoli, too.
What? Really? Doesn't Laura hate broccoli?
She's never said anything to me about it, and she made us some delicious broccoli soup for dinner a few weeks ago, so...
Well, I guess her tastes have changed as she's gotten older.
This is the end of the listening test.